This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces killed five Palestinians, including four fighters from the militant group Hamas, in an overnight raid near the city of Tokarm in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian and Israeli officials said on Saturday, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The Palestinian health ministry said their bodies had been taken by the Israeli military. There was no information about the fifth man, whose body was too disfigured for immediate identification. During the raid, the Israeli army leveled a two-story house with a bulldozer in an operation that lasted more than 12 hours. According to Palestinian health ministry records, nearly 500 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces or Jewish settlers in the West Bank or East Jerusalem since October 7th. That's when Hamas militants attacked Israel. Palestinians want the West Bank and Gaza as the core of an independent state with East Jerusalem as its capital. U.S.-backed talks to reach an agreement between Israel and the Palestinians have been stalled for the past decade, but the Gaza war has raised pressure for a revival of efforts to reach a two-state solution.
Israeli forces killed five Palestinians. Small anti-war protest ruffles the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Protesters chanted anti-war messages and waved Palestinian flags during the University of Michigan's commencement ceremony, including while the Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro, was praising graduates entering careers in the armed forces.
You are the arsenal of democracy.
He paused and then praised service members who will fight to uphold the U.S. Constitution,
which includes the right to protest peacefully.
There was one arrest Friday on the University of Michigan campus while police broke up a large gathering. In Massachusetts, pro-Palestinian protesters took...
AP's Jackie Quinn. This is VOA News. Russian state media say that Moscow has put Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on its wanted list, citing the Interior Ministry's database. Commander of Ukraine's ground forces and Zelensky's predecessor are also featured on the ministry's list as of Saturday. It is not clear from the database what they have been charged with, and Russian officials did not immediately comment. Moscow has repeatedly cited denazification among the key goals of its war against Ukraine, falsely asserting that Kyiv is heavily influenced by radical nationalist and neo-Nazi groups. In an online statement, Ukraine's foreign ministry dismissed the reports of Zelensky's inclusion as evidence of the desperation of the Russian state machine and propaganda. A Ukrainian village is battered as residents flee a Russian advance, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Recent drone footage shows the Ukrainian village of Ochinitine completely battered by fighting. Most houses, apartment blocks, and other buildings look damaged beyond repair, and some remain nothing but piles of wood and bricks. Residents scrambled to flee as the village became a target for Russian forces in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. Russian troops are advancing in the area and elsewhere, pounding Kyiv's depleted ammunition-deprived forces with artillery, drones, and bombs. Ukraine's military acknowledges that the Russians have gained a foothold in Ochinitine, but says that fighting against Russian forces continues. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The death toll from rains in Brazil's southernmost state of Rio Grande rose to 57, according to local authorities, while dozens still have not been accounted for. Reuters' Angela Johnson has the details.
Storms have affected hundreds of cities in the state, which borders Uruguay and Argentina. More than 32,000 people have been displaced, according to the state's civil defense authority. The storms have triggered landslides and the partial collapse of a dam at a small hydroelectric power plant, with authorities saying a second dam is also at risk. The state is at a geographical meeting point between tropical and polar atmospheres, which has created a weather pattern with periods of intense rain and others of drought.
High waters flooded neighborhoods around Houston, Texas on Saturday following heavy rains that have already resulted in crews rescuing more than 400 people from homes, rooftops, and roads engulfed in murky water. Others prepared to evacuate their property. The flood watch remained in effect through Sunday afternoon as forecasters predicted additional rain. For weeks, drenching rains in Texas and parts of Louisiana have filled reservoirs and saturated the grounds. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.